Parshas Bamidbar. Bezus Hashem, this evening we will perhaps have a look at the upcoming Yom Tov of Shavuos Chag Matan Torah. It is, of course, the custom, well-known minhag, which the Mishnah Brura quotes, to learn Torah on the night of Shavuos, B'leil Chag HaShavuos. Why so? So the Mishnah Brura explains, because at the time of Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael went to bed that night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, had to wait for them and wake them up in the morning. And therefore, annually, we need to be masakin that. And how are we masakin that? By doing the exact opposite, by not going to bed, to the contrary, by learning on Leil Shavuos. I think it's worth repeating, we mentioned this 4 years ago in the Parasha Shir, but it's so incredible, I think it bears repeating. The famous story of what Shavuos night looked like for the Heilige Beis Yosef. Some of you may remember this, but it's worth recounting the story. The Shloah HaKadosh records, he says, I found the following in the writings of Rav Shloimeh Alkebetz. Rav Shloimeh Alkebetz is, of course, well known to us because he is the composer of Lechododi, the tefillah we say on Leil Shabbos. Rav Shloimeh Alkebetz lived at the same time as the Beis Yosef, and he describes there one particular Leil Shavuos that he learned together with the Beis Yosef. And just listen to this quite phenomenal description of what happened that epic Shavuos night. He says that we decided, myself, Rav Shloimeh Alkebetz, and the great Chosid, that's how he refers to the Beis Yosef, me and the great Chosid, we decided that we were going to learn Leil Shavuos without sleeping for a moment, and indeed, loy hifsaknu rega, we did not miss a moment. We did not miss a moment. And he describes in clear detail not only what they learned, but listen to the extraordinary events that happened during their learning. He says, we decided we're going to make for ourselves a Seder Limud. And what was that Seder Limud? So we began learning Bereshis, and then we moved on to Parashas Mishpatim, which of course deals with the Parasha of Matan Torah. Again, Parshas Va'eschanan, V'zeis HaBrocha. We went through Megillah Shir HaShirim. We went through Rus, the end of the Novi, Divrei HaYomim. Then we learned the entire Seder Zroim. And then he says we moved on to Kabbalistic issues. All of a sudden, he describes, when we began learning Mishnayos, we were two Masechtos into our Limud, when suddenly a koil, a voice emerged out of the mouth of the Beis Yosef, but it wasn't the Beis Yosef talking. He says a koil emerged, a very loud koil. It was so loud, he says, that the Shechinim, the neighbors, heard it as well, but they couldn't fathom, they couldn't understand what was being said. We knew that something remarkable was happening, he writes, the Nofalnu nobody dared look up to see what was unfolding in front of their eyes. And then the coil from the Beis Yosef's mouth began talking. And the coil said, I am the Torah. This is the coil of the Torah calling out to you. And you must realize, he says this coil, that you have restored the crown to its former glory. the sound of your Torah learning has risen up and to the heavens. And in fact, this is just quite remarkable, the Malochim have been silenced in Shomayim, listening to you two learn together. And he says that Torah has been, to a large extent, ignored, hasn't been learned enough in recent years in Klal Yisrael. And therefore I've been, says the Torah, the coil of this Torah, I've been the tremendous tsar, I've been in pain, and all of a sudden you have been mechazik me. By learning the Torah with such intensity, you have elevated yourselves to the levels of Malochim, so much so that this coil said, just like Malochim, say this pasuk aloud, Baruch Shem Kavoid Malchusay La'ilam Void. He continues the description. He said that's exactly what we did. And once again, the coil emerged and said, continue, we return to our learning until the very morning without stopping for a moment. That morning, we went, we tovled in the mikveh, we were makadish ourselves, and we told three of our friends of the quite incredible events that had happened that previous night. And then we said, they were in Chutz La'aretz at the time, Shavuos in Chutz La'aretz is for 2 days. Perhaps we should try and do the same tonight. Maybe we should learn together once again, and maybe the coil will indeed address us once again. And we agreed to do that. This time, however, 10 of us together. We didn't sleep the entire day, he says, following an entire night of not having slept. What happened then? We were so determined to learn with our full koyach that night once again. Indeed, 10 of us gathered and we began learning, and all of a sudden the coil emerged once again on the second night of Shavuos, and tells them, Ashreichem, Ashreichem, you have been mechazik the Torah once again. He says, you would surely see fire surrounding your house, but it's too holy, it can't be seen. And he tells them once again, this coil, say Shema, say Baruch Shein Koid Malchusoi, and he spoke to us for half an hour. Reb Shlomo Alkovetz describes. And then once again, he describes the whole Seder HaLimud and the coil. He says, I cannot describe everything was said. He said, trust me, what I've written over here is less than 1% of the events that unfolded on that incredible Shavuos night. And he describes the chizuk that gave to them, the takonos that they introduced following this epic night. After 2 successive nights, not having slept over 36 hours on the run, having been addressed by the coil of the Torah itself, he said, we literally all declared loud and clear, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will mekabel the Torah once again. He describes the events there in great detail. What I've told you now is just a brief synopsis, but it's quite incredible, exactly everything that's unfolded. And the Shlo, who records all of this, says every word of this is accurate, and it was all occurred b'losho in HaKodesh. Either way, back to our subject. So as we know, this is the minhag. The minhag on the night of Shavuos to learn Torah. It would seem to be, however, that the inyan of learning Torah is not limited to the night of Shavuos, but rather the whole day of Shavuos. We all know the famous Gemara The Gemara in Psochim tells us in Daf Samach Ches on the base that Rabbi Yosef said he wants to celebrate. Please prepare for me a lavish meal, because Ilav Hayoima Kogorim, if not for this tremendous day. What happens on this tremendous day? Says Rashi, Shalomadati Toiro, Venistroi Mamti. On other occasions we've discussed that word Venistroi Mamti. But look at those first two words, Shalomadati Toiro. That's what I did on Shavuos, not just at the night, but all day long. So it's quite clear that the avoida on Shavuos, both at night and during the day to the maximum of our ability, is to learn Torah. What I'd like to try and explain this evening is, why indeed is that the avoida of the Yom? After all, we would probably think that, funny question to ask, of course that's the avoida of the Yom. If this was the day that thousands of years ago we were mekabel the Torah, so isn't it correct, or after all, to spend all day learning that very Torah? What Shavuos is all about. Shavuos is not a commemoration of Matan Torah. And I'll prove it to you. The Ramah tells us that you should not be involved in bloodletting on Erev Shavuos, and in fact, any Erev Yom Tov. Why? Because it is considered a dangerous activity. Do not bloodlet. In fact, there is, as you can imagine, a halachic discussion. What happens if somebody needs to do a blood test? Is it mutar on Erev Yom Tov? If this is Negea, you should ask a Rav. But either way, the Ramah tells us quite clearly, do not be involved in bloodletting on Erev Yom Tov. Why not? Says the Mishnah Brura, essentially, it all comes back to Erev Shavuos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented the Torah to Klal Yisrael and offered them, would you like to be mekabel the Torah? There was a shade, a demon, an evil spirit that roamed about, and the name of this spirit was Tavuach. Tavuach means slaughter. And had they not been mekabel the Torah, then this evil spirit would have wreaked havoc and would have brought about, indeed, mass slaughter in Klal Yisrael. Indeed, it was a dangerous time. So what's the obvious question? That's why we shouldn't be involved in bloodletting on Erev Shavuos. It's dangerous. It was dangerous thousands of years ago when the Torah was given. But Baruch Hashem, our ancestors, said yes. They said, Nas v'nishma, we accepted the Torah. So why is it danger this year, Toshi and Pei, to be involved in bloodletting? It was a danger then, but what's that got to do with now? So what do we see from over here? We see from over here a tremendous chiddush, and this can literally change our entire Shavuos and our entire outlook on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We are not commemorating Matan Torah. We are reliving Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering us once again, do you want to live a life of Torah, or do you not want to live a life of Torah? That decision is being made once again. And therefore, if that evil spirit roamed about then be rest assured it roams about every single year on Erev Shavuos. So, do not be involved in bloodletting on Erev Shavuos, Tovshi and Pei. That's a dangerous day. Because we are once again, not commemorating, but reliving that decision to be mekabel the Torah. There is another proof. If you look carefully in the Torah, every Yom Tov, the Torah describes that there is a korban to be brought. And what is that korban? The korban, the way the Torah describes it, is a se'ir chatos, a goat sin offering. But there's one Yom Tov where the word Chatos does not appear. Do you know which Yom Tov that is? You guessed it. It's Shavuos. It doesn't say sin offering. It just says bring a goat. Where's the word Chatos? Where is the word sin offering? So the Gemara tells us, it's a Gemara in the Yerushalmi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because you accepted on yourselves the oil Torah, all your sins are forgotten, and it is ki'ilu, it is as if there are no Averos to talk about. Therefore, the word Chatos does not appear. And once again, the obvious question must be asked. It's true, we accepted the Torah thousands of years ago. So I understand on that particular year, the word Chatos is inappropriate. But unfortunately, there have been many Averos since then. So why is the word Chatos deleted on an annual basis? Why is the Korban that's brought every single year in the Beis HaMikdash devoid of any mention of Avera? And the answer is, because exactly as we were Makabel the Torah thousands of years ago, that's what's happening every single year. And every single year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just tell us then, but he tells us now, on an annual basis, that because you are accepting the Torah once again, there is no mention of chet. Not then, and only then, but every single year. Shavuos is not a Yom Tov of commemoration. It is reenacting and reliving Matan Torah in a very real way. Be'ezras Hashem, as we're being zeicha now to reopen our Bote Midrashos and our shuls, we will hear something peculiar in the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos. And what is that? There is a pasuk, for example, Loi Sirtzach, Loi Signoiv, Loi Sinaf. And how does the Baal Kaira read that? He doesn't read it as one pasuk. He reads it, Loi Sirtzach, and then pauses. Loi Sinaf, and then pauses. Why does he split the pasuk up in that way? That's what's called, in Kriyas HaTorah terms, Tam Elyoin. So the Mishnah Berurah explained, do you know why you're splitting up the Pasuk? Because you're dividing up the Psukim into the Aseres Hadibrois. This is the way that they were given to us at Matan Torah. So exactly as they were given to us then, that's how the Baal Kaira reads them every single year. With the big question being, it's true, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did then. We're not allowed to split Psukim up. It's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu once did, but what right do we have to commemorate that and cut Psukim into pieces? There's an halachic issa to cut Psukim up. And the answer is, once again, we are not commemorating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's announcement of the Aseres HaDibros. Rather, it is being reenacted. Not as a commemoration, but Aseres HaDibros, as part of Matan Torah, is being relived all over again. Because Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is once again presenting us with the choice, and we make that decision every year to be Mekabel the Torah again. So the Aseres HaDibros, exactly as they were said then, are said once again this year, Tovshi'in Peh. And therefore, we see from the fact that Erev Shavuos is considered a dangerous day, from the fact that there is no mention of chet on Shavuos, from the fact that we split up the psukim, there is one common denominator. Shavuos is not a day of commemoration. Shavuos is a day that we relive Matan Torah. And if we come back, therefore, to what we began discussing, why is it that we learn Torah on Shavuos? So we said, L'chaira, it's obvious. We want to commemorate that Torah that we were given thousands of years ago. No, we are reliving Matan Torah. We are not commemorating the historic Matan Torah. We are reliving the current Matan Torah. We are learning that very Torah that we are being a Kabbal this year, not last year, and not 2 years ago, and not thousands of years ago. We are learning the Torah that we will be Mekabel, Be'ezras Hashem Yizborach, this year, Im Yetzeh Hashem. However, there is a very big question, L'chayra, on everything we've just discussed, and I'd like to try and explain a little bit further. What exactly does that mean that we Mekabel the Torah? Mekabel Torah l'chayra means that we hereby accept upon ourselves Taryag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. So why therefore is the day that we were Mekabel Torah necessarily the day that we learn Torah? Now it's true, learning Torah is a mitzvah. In fact, it's a very great mitzvah, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But why, in fact, is Limud Torah the avoider of this day? What was it that we accepted, and we will continue on an annual basis to accept upon ourselves on Shavuos, the mitzvahs of the Torah? Love, Shofar, Tefillin, Mezuzah, and all the other Taryag mitzvahs. So why is it that we are involved in Limud Torah on Shavuos? Is it simply because in order to fulfill those mitzvahs that we were mekabel on ourselves, therefore I guess we need to know the instructions? Is that why we're involved in Limud Torah on Shavuos? We've accepted 613 mitzvahs, so now we need to look at the instruction pamphlet to know what to do and what not to do. Is that why we're learning Torah? And I think the answer is no. We need to understand what exactly does that mean that we will mekabel the Torah. Or, to perhaps explain differently, what does that mean when we said those historic words, Nasa v'nishma? What does that mean when we once again, this year, will say Nasa v'nishma? So let's explain. The Beis HaLevi, in a number of places, Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Kisisa, and elsewhere, quotes a Zohar. It's just a few brief words in explanation of that famous phrase, Nasa v'nishma, but it's so important to know. Says the Zohar, Na'asa means we will do. What will we do? We will do the mitzvahs. V'nishma means, and we will study Torah. V'nishma means we will study Torah. A phenomenal chiddush has just emerged from this Zoya. When we were mekabel Torah upon ourselves, back in the day at Matan Torah and every single year, we were not merely mekabel on ourselves Taryag mitzvahs, we were also separately mekabel on ourselves to learn Torah. To learn Torah. Albeit that Limud Torah is, of course, one of those Taryag mitzvahs. But there was an independent Kabbalah, and there is, every year, an independent Kabbalah, a different Kabbalah, not only to be Mekayim the mitzvahs, but to spend time learning Torah. Now, it's quite true. You have to learn Torah in order to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. Because if you don't, how can we possibly know what that means, a lulav, and tefillin, and sukkah, and shofar, etc., etc.? But then, Limud Torah becomes a medium to an end. It just becomes a vehicle. I'm learning Torah in order to understand the mitzvahs which I then have to perform. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's not the mitzvah of Limud Torah. That is just performance of the mitzvahs. In order to perform the mitzvahs, obviously you have to study the details, because otherwise we simply won't know what to do. Limud Torah means studying Torah for the purpose of studying Torah. Not as a means to an end. Not in order to be more knowledgeable and to know how to be mekayim the mitzvahs, but simply in order to learn Torah, to understand the Dvar Hashem. Says the Beis HaLevi, listen to his now magnificent explanation of the famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that because Klal Yisrael hikdimu, what does that mean, hikdimu? They preempted, they said naseh, and then nishma, they were zoicha to two crowns, naseh and nishma. Why two? So the obvious understanding is because they said naseh, one, nishma, two. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's because hikdimu. It's because they first mentioned naseh and only then nishma. Why is the order important? Either way, they've said two things, naseh and nishma. Don't they deserve two crowns? Says the Beis HaLevi, no. Imagine they would have reversed the order. Imagine they would have said nishma v'naseh. How would we translate that? Nishma, as the Zohar tells us, is a reference to Limud Torah. Naaseh means mitzvahs. So had we said Nishma v'naaseh, what would that have meant? That would have meant we will learn Torah in order to then be mekayim the mitzvahs. I'm sorry, that's not two things anymore. That's one Kabbalah. That's just an acceptance of the mitzvahs, and of course, learning beforehand in order to know how to be mekayim the mitzvahs. But Klal Yisrael wanted to accept on themselves Limud Torah, not as a medium to an end, not just as a vehicle to understand the mitzvahs, but as a separate, independent Kabbalah, learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. So how did they indicate that? Hikdimu naseh v'nishma. They first said naseh. What does that mean? Naseh, we will do the mitzvahs. Well, obviously, that includes learning the Torah to understand those mitzvahs. And then they added v'nishma. And we will learn. Not in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs, we've already made mention of that. Rather, learning for the sake of learning. Ah, that indeed is two separate Kabbalahs. And therefore, you truly deserve two separate crowns. And that indeed, exactly what they got. This is the quite beautiful explanation of the Beis HaLevi. So let's now put it all together. We have learned that Shavuos is not a commemoration of Matan Torah, but rather, we are reliving Matan Torah. Principle number one. Principle number two is part and parcel of that Kabbalah HaTorah was not merely to be mekayim the mitzvahs. That was the naseh. But there was a separate Kabbalah of Nishma. Nishma means we learn the Torah, not as a hechatimtza, as a preparation in order to mekayim the mitzvahs, but rather learning for the sake of learning. One and one is two. That therefore means that every Shavuos, as we reenact, not as a commemoration, but rather we relive and we are mekabel on ourselves once again the Torah, what does that mean? It means we're saying Naseh v'Nishma again. That's what the koil. That's what the Beis Yosef described on his Shavuos night. He said those words clearly. We said Na'aseh v'nishma, which means that this Shavuos we are being mekabel on ourselves once again, not just in a general way to be mekayim mitzvahs and therefore to study the mitzvahs in order to know what to do, but also v'nishma, to learn Torah. And we understand, therefore, that's why, of course, Shavuos is all about Limud Torah. Because that is precisely what we are being mekabel, not just what we were once mekabel in the past, but what we are mekabel on ourselves now in the present tense. This Shavuos, aside from the general acceptance of mitzvahs, but specifically, there was a nishma. There was an acceptance of Limud Torah. And that's why Shavuos is all about Limud Torah. Not as a commemoration, but as a reliving. Not as a medium towards an end, but rather in an end as itself. To learn Torah purely for the sake of studying Torah. That is what Shavuos is all about. And maybe we should just say, in conclusion, it is widely quoted, the Shloh HaKodesh himself brings elsewhere, that Shavuos is in fact similar to Rosh Hashanah. It is the Yom HaDin. It is the day of judgment. It is the day that we are all judged. How is it? What will our forthcoming year look like in our Torah study? It's the Yom HaDin. Do you know why it's the Yom HaDin? If Shavuos was merely a commemoration of Matan Torah, then what's happening today, other than reliving the memory? Why is today the Yom HaDin? And the answer is because we're not commemorating anything. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, where we are given life afresh. The reason why we are alive, Baruch Hashem, this year in Tov Shem Pei, is because on Rosh Hashanah we were granted life, not because we were born 10 or 20 or 50 or 80 years ago. Because on Rosh Hashanah this year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beroiv Chastoi granted us life. It became the Yom HaDin. On the Yom HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want me to grant you life? Let me just see how you appreciate life. Let me see how you value and view life. So of course we turn around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, we want to clean up our act. We want to be chayzer b'tshuva. We truly appreciate life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's the case, I will grant it to you for another year. So too on Shavuos. If the Torah is being given to us now, again, we are not recalling anything. It's once again being reenacted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is presenting us with the Torah. So with it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, let's just decide what type of Torah you're going to receive. Because as we said, acceptance of the Torah means Limud Torah. So let's just decide how this forthcoming year will indeed look for us with regard to our Limud Torah. So the obvious response on our part is to turn around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, look how much we value your Torah. We're spending the entire day of Shavuos, the entire night, to the best of our capability, studying the Torah. Exactly in the same way as on Rosh Hashanah, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we value life in general. On Shavuos, we demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we value the Torah. Why? Because today is the day that the Torah is being given to us, and with it, a judgment of how our Limud Torah will look the entire forthcoming year. So Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach, this Shavuos, Emitz Hashem, with much appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with endless HaKoras HaTov, as we are able once again to return each one of us to his and her shul, on Leil Shavuos, on Yom Shavuos, as we hear the Aseres HaDibrois being laid, Kriyas HaTorah, and we understand that this is not a commemoration. This is Matan Torah afresh, Tovshien Pei. The Avodah of today is Limud Torah. Whether it be an hour or 5 hours or 20 hours, each one according to their koyach. But that appreciation to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we value the Torah, so that on this Yom HaDin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us and deciding what type of year we will be zeicher to, how much Hatzlacha, what type of Siyata Deshmaya will we be zeicher to in our Limud Torah, our response is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will invest every effort above and beyond the norm in our Torah study, because we understand that this is current affairs. This is not a commemoration. This is Matan Torah all over again. And our Torah lives are on the line. The rest of Tovshien Pei, and until next Shavuos, what will our Limud Torah be like? It's all being decided this Shavuos. And it's Biyodeinu. The ball is in our court. To the maximum of our ability, we will, Be'ezras Hashem, invest our energy in Limud Torah. Not just for the sake of understanding the mitzvahs, but purely Limud Torah for the purpose of Limud Torah. To connect ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by understanding the Dvar Hashem. And if indeed we do that to the best of our capability, we will be zeicha on this Yom HaDin to Aksiva v'chasima toiva emitz Hashem. We should have a gebensh to Yah, a year of Hatzlacha, a year of Aliyah, and a year of tremendous Siyata Deshmaya for all of us and our families in our Limud Torah. I wish you all a good Shabbos, a good Chodesh, and a good Yom Tov.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.